This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Japan said this morning its exports fell 10.3% last month. That is the biggest drop since the aftermath of the earthquake and tsunami took all kinds of Japanese factories offline. And it's not good news for an economy like Japan that relies so heavily on exports. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes is with us now from Tokyo with the details. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so why this big drop in exports?
A combination of different things. The biggest drop in exports has actually come with Japanese shipments to the European Union. We all know the European Union economies are in a terrible state right now with the financial crisis there. Exports fell by 21% to the EU. But the second biggest fall was to China, a 14% fall in exports to China. China is Japan's biggest export market now. And of course, that comes in the aftermath of these anti-Japanese protests and riots that took place in China in September over the territorial dispute that is still going on between Japan and China over a group of islands in the East China Sea.
Well, and Japan's second largest export partner is the United States. How is that playing into this?
That has not been good either. And that was the one sort of hopeful sign on the horizon for Japan, is that in August, exports to the U.S. picked up dramatically. And we saw a 10% rise in exports, particularly things like cars. Americans appeared to be falling back in love with Toyotas and buying more of them. Hmm. But in September, that fell back to less than a 1% rise. So even that it has not been good. The American market has not been kind to Japanese exporters either.
Well, so is there a chance that Japan is slipping back into recession, which, of course, it just had one after the earthquake, right?
That's right. Immediately after the earthquake, Japan was in recession. Then the reconstruction boom took place with a lot of money being poured into the cleanup and the reconstruction. And Japan's economy was doing quite well earlier this year. Now we're looking at possibly two quarters of what economists call negative growth. And that is the definition of a recession. So many economists here are now saying by the end of this year, Japan could have fallen back into recession.
The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes in Tokyo. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.